时间过得快，一直到第三个晚上。
The time has surely passed very quickly. Now it's the last evening of the conference.
我们求主给我们一个最大的祝福。
We ask the Lord to give us the greatest blessing.
我们还是先读圣经。
Let's read our verses together.
第一处的经文在以赛亚书53:2。
Isaiah 53。
第二节，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像一个枝出于干地。他无加洗美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
第六节到第七节。
Isaiah 53:6-7.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候开口哀嚎。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪羊人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth.
10-12. Yehovah 却因将他压伤。使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，必延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义名而称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同等。与强盛的均分无误，因为他将命行道，以致于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By knowledge of him, my righteous servant will justify many. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
新约圣经马太福音27:7-10.
Matthew chapter 27:7-10.
他们烧地，就用那银匠买的牢固的一块砖，为要埋葬外乡人，所以那块砖直到今日还叫做血砖。这就应验了先知耶利米的话说。他用那30块钱，就是被固定之人的价钱，是以色列人中所固定的，买了牢固的一块钱，这是照着主所吩咐我的。
So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for the foreigners. That is why it has been called the field of blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 silver coins.The price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me.
同一章圣经32-37.
Verses 14-17 of Matthew 27.
32-37.
Oh, sorry. Verses 32-37 of Matthew 27.
他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去。好背着耶稣的十字架到了一个地方名叫哥哥他意思就是土 并地上的不敢调和的酒，耶稣喝，他尝了就不敢喝。他们既将他钉在十字架上，就扭揪分了他的衣服，又坐在那里看守他。在他头上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There, they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there.Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
五十节到五十五节。
Verses 50-55.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，夜里的幔子从上到下被人一半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也塌开了，以色列圣人的身体都有起来了。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”有好些妇女在那里远远的观看，他们是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的。
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people.When the centurion and those who were with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs.
Luke chapter 24, verses 5-7.
Luke chapter 24, verses 5-7.
妇女们惊诧，将你的徒弟，将那两个人就对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。”
In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground.But the man said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he has told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again."
46-49. Verses 46-49. 又对他们说，到经上所写的基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要用他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
He told them, "This is what is written." The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high.
最后一处经文在启示录22:16-17.
Last passage, Revelation chapter 22:16-17.
十六节，我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会，将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星， 圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
以赛亚书五十三章
Isaiah 53
是圣经里面非常伟大的一张圣经
It's a great passage in the Bible
把主耶稣一生都写在这张圣经的里面
It details the life of Jesus Christ in this chapter
从主耶稣在神面前的生命
Started from his birth, his life
和他的生活
And how he lived
和他生命的美丽
And the beauty of his life
而他受刑罚受责打
How he was punished and persecuted
为我们换来平安
And to win for us
也换来病的医治的权利
And the healing of the sickness
一直受到主的复活
All the way to his resurrection
受到主升天为圣徒代祷
His ascension and his intercession in heaven
非常完全的一张圣经
It's a very complete passage
讲到主耶稣一生的事
It talks about everything about the life of Jesus
一开始他说主幼年的时候生活在神面前
It started by saying he lived before the Lord when he was young
他如同嫩芽在神面前
He grew up before him like a tender shoot
又像根出于干地
Also like a root out of dry ground
芽在圣经里面都是复活的生命
And the shoot in the Bible represents
主来到地上
So when Jesus came
神的生命
He came with the life of God
永远的生命
The everlasting life
复活的生命
The resurrected life
那样美丽活在神面前
It is so beautiful as he grew up before the Lord
如同嫩芽活在神面前
It was so beautiful just like a tender shoot
又像根出于干地
He's also like a root out of dry ground
也就是说主一生在地上行走
He walked on earth all his life
他从来不吸取地上的丰富
But he does not rely on the provision of the earthly things
他对这个地和世界一无所取
He wanted nothing from this world
他像根出于干地
Therefore, he's like a root out of dry ground.
五十三章
Chapter 53
说到主耶稣的一生
talks about his life.
说到主他常经忧患
Now, how he was the son of sorrow.
多受痛苦
And he suffered much.
这是一处很有名的圣经
And this is a very, very famous passage.
他称为忧患之子
He was called the son of sorrows
我们的主一个名称叫忧患之子
That's his nickname
他不仅担当我们的罪
Not only he bear our sins
他也担当我们的忧患
Also our sorrows
所以神的儿女都知道我们所有的忧患
So we know, we have to know all our sorrows
我们的痛苦
All our pains
都能够卸在主面前
Can be laid down at the Lord's feet
主为我们担当的事情太多了
Because the Lord cares so much for us
担当我们的罪
Our iniquities
他没有担当我们的病、啊、
Not our sickness though
因为病从罪来的
Sickness is from sin
主没有罪
The Lord was without sin
主也不懂病
Neither did he get sick
但是神的儿女都会病对不对
But children of God we get sick all the time
神的儿女在世上一个最大的痛苦就是病
And one of the greatest tragedies that we get sick
所以主特别去做鞭打
So the Lord was whipped for that purpose
他说鞭打是不需要的
He did not need to be whipped
十字架的救赎已经够应用了
Because the redemption on the cross is sufficient
已够完成救赎救恩了
Sufficient to complete the salvation
他在钉十字架以前特别去受鞭打
But he was whipped specifically right before he was crucified
那个鞭子是很毒的一种刑罚
And the whipping was very dreadful
有两个牛皮交织起来的
And it's like the two long strip of oxen leather
当中都插着磨尖的金属
And in between the holes, there are sharp metals.
这是罗马帝国中很毒的刑罚。
And this is such a cruel punishment.
不打罗马公民的。
But it's never used unto Roman citizens.
专门打奴隶的。
Only unto slaves.
一个奴隶若是逃走了。
If a slave tried to escape.
被抓回来了。
And when he or she is arrested.
就要受那个鞭子的鞭打。
And he or she will be whipped with that kind of whip.
几鞭子可以打死一个强壮的奴隶。
And just a few whips can kill a strong man.
每一鞭子下去血肉横飞啊。
And every whip can take flesh out.
主受那个非常残忍的刑罚。
So Lord, for us, he took that punishment.
又为着我们的疾病。
If so that it's for our sickness.
他受的执法我们的平安。
By the punishment we receive peace.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
By the whipping he received, we can be healed.
彼得他那些书信的时候。
So when Peter wrote the letters,
特别用这种圣经。
He quoted this passage too.
因他受的鞭伤。
By the scourgings he received,
我们便得了医治。
We are healed.
主为什么为神的儿女得到这个权利？
And why did Jesus win this right for us?
付很重的代价。
In order for us to be healed, he paid a great price.
所以神的儿女要认真对待我们的疾病啊。
So we need to be serious about our sicknesses.
神的儿女到处都犯一个毛病。
And we have this problem.
小病不在乎。
We're careless. We don't care about small sickness.
大病没有信心了。
And when it comes to bigger sickness, we're without faith.
我们不能这样。
We cannot live like that.
我们小病不能不在乎。
We need to be careful about small sicknesses.
大病不能没有信心。
And we need to have faith to deal with the large
sicknesses. 主为我们的疾病付了极重的代价。
And the Lord paid a great price for our sicknesses.
去受那个鞭打。
He was whipped.
为我们得来权利。
So that he earned a right for us.
病得医治的权利。
A right that our sickness can be healed.
所以我们生病了。
So when we get sick.
我不是说不要看医生。
I'm not saying don't go to a doctor.
我们说头一件事到主面前来。
The first thing we should do is come to the greatest physician, the Lord.
主为我们换了病得医治的权利啊。
Because he has won for us the right to be healed.
我们都要来到主面前。
So we should first come to the Lord.
什么叫权利啊？
What does the word privilege or right
mean? 权利就是我该得的。
That means something I'm entitled to.
我做了一个月的工。
I work for a month.
我去拿薪水。
I get paid.
我要不要担心他不给啊？
Should I worry about that my boss won't pay me?
他不能不给的。
He has to pay me.
因为我做了一个月的工了。
Because I work for the whole month.
这个钱是我该得的。
So I'm entitled to this money.
我要不要担心他扣掉我一点？
Should I worry that he pays me less than I deserve?
不需要担心的。
You shouldn't have to.
他一文钱也不能少我的。
Because he has to pay me in full.
因为这是我们的工价。
Because that is the wage I have earned. 我
做了工就得这笔钱。
I work, I get paid.
这叫做权利。
That is my right.
我们的病主为我们付了工钱了。
And for the wages of sickness, the Lord paid for it.
主付了极重的代价。
He paid for a great price.
为我们去忍受那样残忍的刑罚。
He endured that cruel punishment.
为我们换来病得医治的权利。
In order to earn us the right to be healed.
这神的儿女一定要看重自己的疾病。
Therefore, pay attention when you get sick.
小病不能不在乎。
Do not disregard small sicknesses.
大病不能没有信心。
And do not lose faith when it comes to serious sicknesses.
我一生当中经过主的医治的权利。
I have experienced so many times the healing of the Lord.
美国是个医病的恩赐最好的国家。
In this country, there are many people are gifted with healing.
很多很大的恩赐，医病恩赐。
And there are great gifts of healing here.
这个有医病恩赐的人都知道，瞎子是最难医的。
And you know, to them, for their experiences, the blind man
is the hardest to heal.
So when Jesus was on earth,
特别喜欢医瞎子。
He liked to heal the blind.
医病的人叫做瞎子的医治。
And for a person to heal the blind,
称他为弥赛亚之士。
And you call someone has the ministry of Messiah.
这是主最喜欢医的病。
Because that's the kind of sickness the Lord loves the most to heal.
今天医病的人 瞎子是比较不容易的一件事。
You know, when we heal people nowadays, a blind man is hard to heal.
我在好多年以前就医好一个瞎子。
A few years ago, I did heal a blind person.
瞎了好几年了。
But that's been a few years.
那天我去聚会去。
I remember I went to the church meeting that day.
他们没有给我提到医病的事。
Nobody mentioned about healing.
我就是准备去讲道的。
I was there to deliver a sermon.
到了门口，那里的传道人说：“史蒂翁，今天我们报告了。”今天使命公开疫病。
At the door, the receiving pastor says, "You know, we just made an announcement. Tonight's a healing meeting."
我说谁叫你在报告的
？I said, "Who asked you to say that?"
那你医我不医啊
？Go ahead, you can heal them, but I'm not going to do it.
我这样的人会疫病
？Because 谁说？你说还是他说？
像我这样的人会疫病。
People like me, I can heal.
那我像我这样的人会疫病吗
？Oh, the receiving pastor says, "You know, I can heal." I said, "What makes you think I can?"
反正他的不知道哪里来的这么多的病人呢、啊。
And then, of course, I didn't know where he find all these sick people.
两个人陪着我。
And I got two supports.
都是大外行啊。
And they are not experienced at all.
都给我讲他什么病什么病。
They kept on explaining to me what kind of
sickness
that
person. 什么痛苦什么难过。
How much suffering he had.
我又不是医生。
I'm not a medical doctor.
我又不开方也不给药的。
I can't prescribe.
只有搅扰我了。
And all this information just make it difficult.
我就每一个都不了，我就大声说，看主。不要看病。
So for everyone, I would say, look at the Lord, don't look at your sicknesses.
一个一个祷告哈。
And I pray for them one by one.
看见一个老姊妹靠着墙，靠着那个柱子坐着。
I see this elder lady leaning against the pole.
他们就告诉我，她眼睛瞎了好两年了。
They told me that you know she has become blind for about 2 years.
那个眼睛抠得好深啊。
And then it's caved. Her eyes are caved in.
我都怀疑她里面有没有野猪了。
So the point, I couldn't even see her eyeballs. I wonder if she still has.
我的老姊妹为你祷告了。
So I went to her. I said, "Sister, let me pray for you."
祷告圣灵降下来的。
When I prayed for her, the anointing of the Lord came upon her.
眼睛没有开。
Her eyes remained closed.
很容易相信主，没有意思要医她的病。
And it was easy for me to think that the Lord didn't want to heal her.
那一个传道人陪我去的人大声讲话了。
But my supports spoke loudly.
老姊妹，圣灵降下来了。
Dear sister, the Holy Spirit came down on you.
得了圣灵比医病还好。
And it's better to receive the Holy Spirit than to be healed.
我说你不可以这样讲。
I said you should not say that.
今天我们不是祷告，叫圣灵降下来。
Because we're not here to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们是为了医病祷告的。
We are praying for her to be healed.
病不好。
If she's not healed.
医病失败。
Then we fail.
不要讲滑头的话。
And don't try to change subject and give excuses.
我们回去了。
So we left her.
最后一天我又去了。
And I went back later on.
那个老姊妹仍旧靠着柱子坐着。
Another day, and she was still sitting at the same location against the wall.
她昨天也知道圣灵降下来了。
She knew clearly the anointing of the Lord was on her.
她眼睛没有开呀。
But her eyes remained closed.
一点都没有影响她了。
But that didn't affect her at all.
她里面的信心，她的脸上都看得见的。
I could see from her facial expression that she was a woman of faith.
那么甘甜的和主交通啊。
She was in sweet fellowship with the Lord within.
我大受感动了。
I was so moved.
我过去问老姊妹，又来为你祷告了。
So I went to her. I said, "No, sister, let me pray for you again."
祷告完了，眼睛开了。
And after we prayed, her eyes opened.
全场弟兄姊妹都沸腾了。
And the whole congregation aboard.
主会医治一切的病。
Because the Lord can heal all sicknesses.
我一直劝弟兄姊妹要为病人祷告。
But when we pray, when we heal, we need to pray.
我从来不劝弟兄姊妹去赶鬼。
I don't encourage people to go cast out demons.
我确定用这边为病人祷告。
But I would encourage people to pray for each other's sickness.
今天我还是一样，要为病人祷告。
The same advice I will give you tonight.
主为我们付了重价了。
Because the Lord paid a price for it.
我们今天享受主所给我们的权利。
We're just enjoy the right the Lord has earned.
瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
The blind can see, the lame can walk.
瘫痪的起来。
And the paralyzed man can get up.
聋子听见。
The deaf can hear.
哑巴说话。
The dumb can speak.
圣经怎么记的
？Whatever is recorded in the Bible.
我们就怎么经历的
？And we should experience the same way.
你们信不信啊
？Do you believe that？
大家都要接受主的话啊！因他受的鞭伤，得了医治。
We are healed.
我们得了。
We are healed.
明白吗
？Do you understand that?
我今天再送你们一些圣经。
I will give you another verse tonight.
主是良医。
The Lord is the good physician.
这圣经讲的哈。
That's in the Bible.
主是良药。
The Lord is also the medicine.
最后启示录说主是健康。
And the Lord is health in the book of Revelation.
真是感谢主。给我们这些话。
We thank the Lord for His word.
我特别相信主是我的健康。
I believe specifically that Lord is my health.
所以我过九十岁了。
That's why I'm in my 90s.
我相信主是健康。
I believe the Lord is my health.
我这里我玩了九月，我还去台湾了。
So you know, after this conference in September, I'm flying to Taiwan.
本来是九月在台湾，十月去中国大陆。
I'm supposed to go to China in October.
那么这两年中国大陆去不方便了。
But in these few, past few years, it is not convenient.
到台湾再说。
So let me just go to Taiwan first.
主是健康。
Because the Lord is health.
主永远是我们的健康。
He's always our health.
赞美主。
We praise the Lord for that.
主是我的良医。
And He is my great physician.
主是我的良药。
He is my medicine.
主是我的健康。
He is my health. Amen.
这不是给我的哈。
This is not verses for me.
这个圣经给所有神的儿女的。
But for all the children of God.
以赛亚五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
说到主的劳苦功效啊。
Talk about the effect of His labor.
主完成救赎多劳苦啊。
And how much He suffered in order to help us.
他看见了劳苦所有的功效。
And there is an effect and a result from His suffering.
心满意足啊。
And He see that He was satisfied.
看见我们这些人出来了。
He saw us.
看见这么多神的儿女得救了。
He saw many children are saved.
教会诞生了。
He saw the birth of church.
活在主面前。
Before the Lord.
主真是心满意足了。
And all these things were before His eyes. He was satisfied.
耶和华喜悦的事要在手中亨通。
And whatever God wills in His hand prosper.
主担当我们的罪孽。
He will carry our iniquity.
最后在这里说了一句话。
And at the end it says here.
他降魂倾倒。
That He poured out His soul life.
以致欲死。
Unto death.
却为罪犯代求。
And He also intercede for the transgressors.
以赛亚讲得好极了。
And it's so well said here.
福音书的里面呢。
In the gospel.
讲到十字架。
They talk about the cross.
只说主流血。
They only talk about how He shed His blood.
宝血有大能。
How there's power in the blood.
宝血是我们一切的罪。
And how the blood forgives us of our sins.
而且宝血是鬼魔所不敢碰的。
And how devil is scared of the blood of the Lord.
宝血为什么有大能？
But why is there great power in the blood?
圣经里只有一个地方说宝血是什么？
And only one place in the Bible explains that.
说活的魂在血中。
Says the soul life of a living being is in the blood.
我把这个血赐给你们。
And I have given unto you this blood.
因为血里面有魂。
Because there's soul life in the blood.
所以能赎罪。
Therefore, the blood can redeem.
特别说到血里面有魂。
There's soul life in the blood.
活的魂在血中。
And the soul of a living being is in His blood.
宝血为什么有大能？
So that's the reason why there's power in the blood of the Lord.
主流血是主舍魂了。
When the Lord shed His blood, He poured out His life.
魂在血中。
His soul life is in His blood.
所以能赎罪。
That's why it can redeem.
神是一魂赎魂的原则。
With His own soul life, He redeemed our soul life.
当初人犯罪。
When men sinned,
这个的魂犯罪。
Was their soul that sinned?
人身体这是个执行的工具就是了。
And our body is just a tool, a vehicle.
所以救赎需要用魂来赎魂。
Therefore, redeemed transgressors has to use soul.
没有一个人魂可以赎我们的魂。
Nobody's soul can redeem my soul.
只有主耶稣的魂。
Only the soul life of Jesus.
圣洁无瑕疵。
It's pure, it's holy without blemish.
神为主造了个最美丽的魂。
God has prepared for him a beautiful soul.
主的魂美到一个地步。
It is so beautiful.
连神的宝座都震动了呀。
Even the heart of God on the throne is moved.
主的魂在血中。
And that beautiful soul life is in His
blood. 所以血能赎罪。
That's why His blood can redeem us.
所以我们若碰到鬼魔的事啊。
So when you deal with devils,
我们遇见鬼魔碰到 去赶鬼的事。
When you try to cast out demons,
我们一定要认识宝血。
We have to recognize the effect of the blood.
我碰见过一个传道人呢。
I met with this minister.
他去赶鬼啊。
He went to cast out demons.
鬼把他的背后软弱的事都给他讲出来
了。The demon was able to tell in details the wrong things he has done.
他打了败仗回来了。
So he was defeated.
把他昨天跟太太吵架的事都跟他讲出来、啊。
The demon even knew the quarrel he had with his wife the night before.
认识宝血。
To know the blood.
马丁路德你们知道吧
？Do you know Martin Luther?
马丁路德他跟仇敌征战的。
And when he fought against the devil.
他写第一本的注解罗马书的注解。
And when he was trying to do the interpretation of the book of Romans.
讲义性称义。
Talk about the truth of justified by faith.
魔鬼显现了。
And demon appeared before him.
拿着一张叫马丁路德的罪状。
And with a long scroll in front of him, lists out in details his sins.
马丁路德不怕鬼。
Martin Luther was not afraid of devil.
把这个罪状读一读啊。
But when he read in details those sins,
每句话都是真的。
Every accusation was correct.
马丁路德是个人啊。
Martin was just a man.
有他的软弱的。
He has his vulnerable areas.
马丁路德的罪状。
So that was the list of his sins.
马丁路德提起的红笔来，这上面写。
So he picked up a red pen and wrote.
然而他儿子的血。
Yeah, by the blood of the son.
也洗净我一切的罪。
He has cleansed all my iniquities.
一下魔鬼消失了。
And the demon just disappeared like that.
我们不是没有软弱。
We have weakness.
我们有。
Not that we don't have it.
主的宝血。
But the blood of the Lord.
主宝血是什么？
What is the blood of the Lord?
是什么
？What is it?
刚刚讲过。
What is the blood of the Lord?
啊，主的魂。
The soul life.
魂在血中啊。
Because his soul life is in the blood.
所以宝血有大能。
That's why there's great power in his blood.
降魂舍弃。
He poured out his soul life.
以至于死。
Until death.
以赛亚五十二章多美丽的圣经。
Therefore, Isaiah 53 is so great and beautiful chapter.
你们回去读。
You need to read it in great detail.
有时有弟兄来问我啊。
One time a Christian brother came and asked.
以赛亚五十二章讲主讲的那么清楚啊。
He said, "You think it's clearly written about the Lord?"
那犹太人读了以赛亚五十二章，怎么不信主啊
？But how come Jews, when they read it, they didn't get saved?
我那是神恩待我们了。
I said, "Because that's God's grace."
你能够知道五十二章是讲主。
And you and I recognize 53 is about the Lord.
那是主开了我们眼睛啊。
It's because the Lord opened our eyes.
犹太人读的时候读不到主身上去啊。
And then Jews, when they read this, they don't see the Lord.
我们蒙了大恩了。
We are so blessed.
听我们读的马太二十七章。
And then when we read Matthew 27.
那是主的最后的一天。
And that was the last day of Jesus.
最后一天主做的事。都和救恩发生大关系。
What Jesus did on the last day of earth, on earth of his life, is the greatest thing.
主刚刚设立了饼杯。
He just established bread and cup.
主在那里有宣告。
And he proclaimed.
他说：“人子要被捉了。”
The Son of Man will be arrested.
要被钉十字架。
Will be caught and will be crucified.
十二门徒都听见了。
All 12 disciples heard him.
二十七章第一个反应的是玛利亚。
And the first person that reacted to his comment was Mary.
下面接着讲的一个反应的是犹大。
And then Judas.
两个人是一个那么明显的对比啊。
They are two opposite reactions.
玛利亚那么爱主耶稣。
Mary loves Jesus so much.
听见主要死了。
After hearing that the Lord is about to die.
她拿了一小瓶极贵的香膏啊。
She carried a very expensive jar of anointing oil.
另外一本福音书里说，这瓶香膏要值三十两银子。
And the value is 30 silver coins.
三十两银子，那个时候是买一个人的价值。
And that's the value to purchase a slave.
买一个奴隶就三十两银子。
The price to buy a slave is 30 silver coins.
把这个一瓶香膏浇在主的头上。
And then she poured an entire jar of anointing.
房子里满了膏的香气。
And the fragrance filled the room.
这个门徒们觉得玛利亚太过分了。
And some disciples had a problem with that.
这么贵的香膏。
They said this is an expensive jar. And you just waste it on him.
一个门徒想，这瓶香膏可以买许多钱。
And someone says, you know, this is worth a lot of money.
可以周济穷人。
And we can help many poor people.
他们都批评玛利亚。
So they were all criticizing Mary.
一本福音书说玛利亚 浪费了。
They all feel that she wasted on the Lord.
另外一本福音书说她糟蹋了。
And they think she just wasted.
何必呢？那么贵的香膏一浇就没有了。
Why did you waste it like that? You poured everything out. That was it.
买许多银子来周济穷人呢。
And you can convert into silver and coins and buy many things to help
the poor. 主为玛利亚讲话了。
And the Lord spoke.
主说穷人常常有。
The Lord said, "You guys always have poor people with you."
你们不常有我。
But you don't have me always.
主为着玛利亚来说话。
The Lord spoke for Mary.
普天之下。
Therefore, when you go about the world,
无论在什么地方
，wherever you are,
传这个福音。
When you share the good news,
要提及这个女人所做的做个纪念。
You have to mention what she did in remembrance of her.
这不叫福音。
What is the good news?
福音传耶稣爱罪人。
And the good news is that Jesus loves sinners.
主说不仅要讲耶稣爱罪人。
Therefore, Jesus meant that you don't not only tell people that I love sinners.
也要讲罪人爱救主。
You need to mention Mary telling people that sinners love me. That is the complete good news.
无论什么地方传这个福音。
No matter where you go preaching the gospel.
都要提说那个女人所做的。
You have to mention what she just did.
做个纪念。
In remembrance of her.
犹大为着30两银子把主出卖了。
For 30 silver coins, Judas betrayed Jesus.
他真是没有良心感觉了。
And he really was without conscience.
主说话了。
The Lord spoke here.
主说你们中间有一个人卖我了。
The Lord says, one of you is going to betray me.
我们每个人都靠不住自己啊。
And all the disciples just did not trust themselves.
每个人都问主是我吗？
They have to ask the Lord, was it me?
主说和我一同用手站在盆子里面的就是他。
He said, "It's the one who dipped his hand in the food with me."
就指出犹大来了。
The Lord pointed out who that is.
犹大的良心啊，感觉没有了。
Judas really didn't have conscience.
把他的夫子卖了。
He sold Jesus.
卖30两银子。
For 30 silver coins.
玛利亚30两银子把自己卖给主了。
On the other hand.Mary with 30 silver
coins,
he sold herself to the Lord.
把他的主出卖了。
The Lord, Judas sold the Lord.
犹大的良心感觉没有了。
He really is not conscientious.
我碰这个弟兄前几天。
And just a few days ago,
他犹大可能得救了。
Somebody said to me, I think Judas was saved.
就是会讲些奇奇怪怪的话了。
Well, sometimes we have very interesting Christians.
我说你怎么知道犹大是救的？
I said, how do you know Judas was saved?
犹大良心受了责备了。
He said, you know, he was accused.
把三十两银子还去不要了，去丢了圣殿里了。
That's why he returned the 30 silver coins.
我说犹大最后做这个决定，你知不知道啊？
I said, do you know the decision he made at the end?
犹大出去吊死了。
He went out and hung himself.
好了，他说得救了，他不会去吊死。
If he was saved, he would not do that.
犹大吊死了。
He hung himself.
犹大的良心受不住了。
His conscience could not deal with what he did.
主耶稣的良善尊贵。
And the honorable and beauty of the Lord.
犹大用亲嘴的暗号卖人子。
Judas sold Jesus with a sign of kiss.
我和谁亲嘴，谁就是耶稣。
He told his soldiers that whoever I kiss, he is Jesus.
到了克西马尼园里面。
So they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们要看见克西马尼园的得胜。
And that's where Jesus overcame.
克西马尼。
Gethsemane.
一个翻出来，榨出油来。
And meaning oil.
他们是橄榄山下面的一个院子。
It's a garden at the foothill of Olive Mountain.
犹太人把橄榄山上的橄榄都运到那个院子来。
They carry all the olives to the bottom of the hill.
榨橄榄油。
In that garden, they will press olives.
主在克西马尼园祷告。
To generate oil.
克西马尼园得胜了。
And in that very place, Jesus prayed and overcame.
带进十字架得胜。
And that victory brought in the victory of the cross.
克西马尼冲过去了。
And because he overcame in the Garden of Gethsemane.
才有十字架的能力。
That's why he had the power to deal with the cross.
主完全在这个人的地位上。
The Lord stood at the position of a man.
汗如血点滴在地上。
And his sweat dropped like blood drop on the ground.
他冲过祷告冲过去了。
And through prayer, he overcame the
obstacle. 犹大带着祭司长文士来捉拿耶稣。
So Judas brought
刀棒灯笼火把的。
High priest, the soldiers and scribe with weapons, torch, and fire.
他们问主，主说你们找谁？
Jesus said, who are you looking for?
我们找哪三人的耶稣？
They said, Jesus the Nazarene.
主说我就是。
The Lord says, I am he.
一说我就是。
When he said that,
犹大那些兵丁那些祭司长通通退后倒在地上。
Everybody was drawn and fell to the ground.
圣经里面我就是是神的名字、啊、
You know, because that is the name of God that I am.
那是摩西要决定要带以色列人出埃及了。
When Moses was about to lead Israelites out of Egypt,
神呼召摩西。
The Lord called Moses.
摩西问神的名字是什么、
And、Moses asked God, what is your name?
两次，第一次神说我就是。
God's first response is that I am.
第二次神说我就是，那我就是的。
The second time was I am.That I am.
摩西凭着这个名字
and with that name,
带领几百万以色列人
Moses was able to lead millions of Israelites
四十年在旷野
over 40 years in wilderness
走四十二站的道路
and as 42 stops
经过整个旷野
and go through the entire wilderness
到流奶玉蜜的迦南美地
enter into the land of Canaan, the land of honey and milk
所以主的名字叫做我就是
therefore the Lord's name is I am.
主就是摩西所侍奉的神
And that it's God whom Moses served
他们通通退后倒在地上
And they heard his name, they always drew and fell
我不晓得这帮人怎么爬起来的
Sometimes I don't know, I wonder how they got up
这帮人呢又大胆又笨笨得不能再笨
They're bold and stupid
但没有想想看我们这帮人怎么会倒在地上的
I wonder why they didn't think that how, what happened to us
其他人就往前捉拿耶稣
And they got up and theyWent forward to arrest Jesus. The Lord asked again, who are you looking for? Jesus the Nazarene.
主第二次我就是。
Again, Jesus says, I am he.
一切的荣耀都收敛了。
But this time he put away all his glory.
一切的能力都隐藏了。
He set aside all his power.
他们就捉拿耶稣。
So they were able to arrest him.
那么十二使徒当中彼得就勇敢了。
And Peter was the bravest among 12 disciples.He was a fisherman.
他从来没用过刀啊。
I don't think he's experienced using weapons.
在罗马兵丁面前敢拔刀啊，这是我很佩服他。
I really admire him that he was able to withdraw his knife in front of the soldiers.
砍了。
So he went forward and slashed.
神保守他，一刀没把人家头砍下来。
And it was God's protecting grace that he didn't kill top of any head.
马德布的耳朵啊。
But just one ear.
叫血气绑臂，要帮助主了。
And he's trying to use his fleshly arm to help the Lord.
结果怎样呢？
So what was the result?
主在这么样紧张的时候啊
，At a critical moment like that,
主头一件事情教训彼得。
Jesus took time to advise Peter.
受刀入鞘吧。
Put away your soul, your sword.
动刀的人必定死在刀下。
He who uses sword will be killed by sword.
我父给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢
？How can I refuse the cup of my
father? 还在百忙中还要医那个百夫长的耳朵。
And he also had to take time to heal the ear.
所以这帮人真是。够大的，他耳朵医好了是神奇啊
！Wasn't that just a miracle being performed？
他们仍旧捉拿主。
They still want to arrest Jesus。
下面就一场一场的审问了。
And then there are judgments after judgments。
比拉多、希律王都审问主。
Pilate, Herod both interrogated Jesus。
比拉多说：“你是王吗？”
Pilate says, "Are you the king?"
主耶稣的罪名最大的罪名就是王。
That was the worst charge.
罗马帝国的版图太大了。
Roman Empire was so huge.
只能有一个王，就是罗马的凯撒。
But you can only have one ruler over that land.
不能有第二个王的。
You cannot claim there's another king.
有第二个王，有人成为王，那是。一定的死罪。
So if you regard yourself as a second king, you will be killed.
你是王吗？
So Pilate says, "Are you the king?"
主说是你自己说的，还是听别人给你说的
？So Peter, Jesus responded, says, "You said it yourself, or somebody else told you?"
比拉多说，我岂是犹太人呢
？Pilate says, "Am I a Jew to you?"
主说你说的是。
Jesus says, but what you said is correct.
我是王。
I am a king.
我为此而生。
I have been born for this.
为此来到世界。
I came into this world for this.
要为真理做见证。
To testify for the truth.
主耶稣是君王。
Jesus is the king.
比拉多看看主怎么也不像君王啊。
But outwardly he surely didn't look like a king.
所以主比拉多想放主。
So Pilate tried to release Jesus.
犹太人都喊喊呢。
But Jews wanted to kill him.
你若不钉上十字架，你不是该杀的忠臣。
They threatened. Herod says, if you release him, then you are not a good subordinate to the Caesar.
逼着他把主钉十字架。
So he was forced to crucify Jesus.
那天犹大用亲嘴的暗号卖主。
With the sign of a kiss, Judah betrayed Jesus.
我是主，我才不让他亲呢。
If I were Jesus, I wouldn't let him come close to me.
主尊贵呀。
But Jesus was so honorable.
让他用亲嘴的暗号卖他。
He allowed Judas to kiss him as a sign.
主说：“你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？”
And he even said to him, "Are you betraying me through the sign of a kiss?"
主的表现叫犹大后来受不了。
And Jesus' manifestation really bothered Judas later.
那一天。27章里面
and chapter 27 of Matthew
每件事都浩大最后发生关系
and everything Jesus did has a lot to do with the great salvation
他们在主的十字架上面挂块牌子
and they put above him a sign
这是犹太人的王
this is the king of the Jews
犹太人看了非常不高兴
and of course Jews didn't like that sign
你要写他自己说是犹太人的王。
但是 you should change that. You should say he regarded himself as the king of the Jews.
你这样写变成个宣告了。
You are like making a proclamation this way.
你宣告主耶稣真是王了。
And by doing so, you are proclaiming that he is the king.
这是犹太人的王。
This is the king of the Jews.
这是那天神掌权呢。
You know the Lord reigned that day.
让比拉多做个宣告。
And the Lord caused Pilate to make a sign like that.
三种的文字写的。
And in three different languages.
这是犹太人的王。
This is the king of the Jews.
他们说你要写他自己说他是王。
And people says, please change it to he regard himself. He called himself that.
比拉多说我所写的我已经写了。
Pilate refused. He said, I already did it.
比拉多还没想到，他不仅是犹太人的王啊。
Not only he is the king of Jews.
他是万国万主的君王啊。
But the king of all nations.
他是永远的君王。
He's the everlasting king.
他是万世的君王。
He's the king of all generations.
宣告主耶稣是王。
Proclaiming that Jesus is the king.
十字架上有王牌。
And there's the sign above the cross.
我们彰显主的君王生命。
When we manifest the life of the king.
只有一条路，十字架。
There's only one way to do it. That's the way of the cross.
道路彰显君王生命。
Through the way of the cross, can the life of the king be seen?
十字架上有王牌。
And there's a sign on the cross.
那天做的每件事都和浩大救恩发生关系。
Everything happened to Jesus that day has a lot to do with the salvation you and I have.
他们把主钉十字架了。
They crucified Jesus.
到主大声呼喊断气的时候。
And the Lord cried out loudly and lost a breath, his last breath.
多大的变动啊。
And what a great impact.
日头都看不见了。
And the sun was hidden.
殿里的幔子从上到下六为两半。
And the veil in the temple was split into two from top to the bottom.
圣殿是非常高的建筑。
You know, temple is a very high structure.
幔子四种线织成功的。
And the veil is made by four different types of threads.
是人撕不开的。
You cannot tear it apart.
那么高，人也不能从上面把它撕的。
And also so high up, all the way to the bottom, you can't tear yourself.
幔子上面绣着基路伯。
And there's a sign of a cherub on the top, on the surface.
基路伯预表万有。
Which represents the entire universe.
四个脸面基路伯。
And has four faces.
希伯来书九章就解释这件事了。
And Hebrew chapter 9 explains it.
主的宝血叫我从幔子经过。
Through the blood of the lamb, blood of the Lord, I can enter through the veil.
为我们开了条又新又活的路。
And the Lord opened up a new and living way for us.
这幔子就是他的身体。
And that veil is the body of Christ.
主的身体离开了。
Because his body was broken.
神把万有都废了。
And the Lord abolished all.
坟墓也离开了。
And the grave was cracked open. heaven.
阴符的权势也废了。
The power of Hades was abolished.
死人起来了。
And dead men arose.
死亡的权势也废了。
The power of death is abolished.
天地都废了。
Even heaven and earth are abolished.
地震动。
The earth shook.
地的权势。
The power of the earth.
世界捆绑我们的权势。
And the bondage of the sin of the world.
主在十字架上都废了。
Everything was abolished on the cross by the Lord.
主把万有废了。
The Lord abolished all creation.
主把地的权势废了。
And the power of the earth.
主把死亡的权势废了。
And the power of death.
主把阴符的权势废了。
And the power of Hades.
磐石崩了。
The rock was opened.
救恩的磐石崩开了。
That's the rock of salvation.
浩大救恩完成了。
Great salvation was completed.
看见十字架所成功的浩大救恩啊。
You see what a great salvation was accomplished through the cross.
在二十七章那一天建立了浩大救恩。
And in this very chapter 27, salvation was established.
那天十字架上
On the cross
主的样子不好看
Jesus wasn't good looking at all
他们因为主说他是君王
They said he regarded himself a king
他们就戏弄主
So they ridiculed him
侮辱主
They insulted him
给他穿着紫红的袍子
And they put a purple robe over him
因为那个君王穿的衣服是紫颜色的
Because you know kings usually wear purple
冠冕是君王戴的
And wear a crown
他们用荆棘编的冠冕给他戴在头上。
So they made a crown of the thorns to put on his head.
他们尽量侮辱主。
They insulted Jesus all they can.
主耶稣那天在十字架上。
Yeah, on the cross.
救恩完成了。
He was done.
那天十字架说完成就太大了。
And the salvation completed through the cross was indeed great.
主在十字架上的时候。
But when Jesus was on the cross.
那个祭司长就耻笑主耶稣。
The high priest ridiculed Jesus.
你若是神的儿子。
If you were the son of God.
下来啊。
Why don't you come down?
你下来我们都信你了。
If you come down, we will believe you.
那么主耶稣没下来。
Of course, Jesus did not come down.
好像他们都得胜了。
And
有一个弟兄对我讲啊。
And a brother told me this.
他说我是主耶稣的话。
He said, if I were Jesus,
我先下来
I would just come down first.
让你们知道我能下来
To show to you guys that I can come down.
然后我再上去往生赎罪
Then I will go back up to the cross and redeem.
我说幸亏你不是主
I said, thank God that you are not Jesus.
你是主的话你整个神的计划被你破坏了
Because you will totally ruin God's plan.
主不下来
The Lord cannot come down.
你救了别人不能救自己。
He could save all people but not himself.
这句话是真的。
That is true.
主救了多少的人
？He saved so many people.
主没有救自己。
But he did not save
救了别人不能救自己。
He saved all the people but not himself.
我们有诗歌说，他若救自己，恩典就没有门来拯救荒凉罪人。
A hymn says so well that if Jesus chooses to save himself, then there's no way with sinners to be saved.
是假。主的表现
and that the manifestation on the cross
他真是表现君王
is really the behavior of a true king
诸天的君王
the king of heavens
主耶稣最后断气了
and when he breathed his last breath
我们刚才讲过把万有主在十字架上的时候
when he was on the cross
主的十字架不能动
he could not move
但是主做了大事、啊、
but he did a great thing
我们世界人种一共有三种人种啊。
You know, there are three kinds of human race.
黄种人。
Yellow people.
白种人。
White people.
黑种人。
Black people.
都有一个蒙恩的代表在十字架跟前。
On the cross, before the cross, we are each has a representative.
犹太人是黄种人。
Jews are considered yellow skin.
他们代表黄种人在十字架面前。
And they represent yellow people.
我在Eric 看见我好几次看见犹太人。
I saw Jews quite often.
他们是不大像黄种人。
I don't think they look like Asians.
他们是黄种人。
But they are in that category.
白种人的代表者。
And the representative of Caucasian,
那个百夫长。
That centurion.
百夫长一定是罗马人。
He must be a Roman.
罗马人是白种人。
Which is Caucasian.
但实际 主耶稣的样子，外面样子真不好看。
And Jesus did not have good-looking appearance.
没有人在那个时候会相信外面主的样子神的儿子的。
It's impossible for people to believe that he is the Son of God with that kind of appearance.
主的大能一下开了百夫长的眼睛了。
But with his power, he opened the eyes of the centurion.
百夫长眼睛开了。
And his eyes were open.
大声的呼喊了。
So he shouted out.
这真是神的儿子。
He is indeed the Son of God.
这是白种人的代表在十字架跟前。
So he is the representative of Caucasian before the cross of the Lord.
那个古利奈人西门。
And there's another person, Syrian Simon.
那个西门是黑种人。
He was black.
古利奈人就是西门，黑种人。
And he's a black person.
他在去看热闹的。
He just followed the crowd to see what happened.
这个罗马的兵丁啊，经过这个那里啊。
And when Roman soldiers and Jesus passed by.
主完全站这个人的地位上。
Jesus was really standing in the position of man.
不动那个石架了。
He had to carry the cross.
受了这么多的刑罚。
Because he was punished first, so he couldn't bear the cross.
看见黑人，黑人在那时候还是没有地位的。
And the soldiers saw a black man standing by the roadside.
就把那个西门抓出来。
Simon, and so they grabbed him.
背着主的十字架。
Says you carry his cross.
你看这个西门心里高兴吗？
You think Simon liked the assignment?
任何人在这个档口都怨气冲天了啊！
And everybody will be upset about this.
我看热闹，看着被你们抓起来了。
I'm just seeing what's going on here.
背着这么重的十字架。
And suddenly you grab me and force me to carry a heavy cross.
而且还要爬各个大山。
And we have to also climb the mountain.
怨气冲天的。
You should be very upset.
神的儿子忽然开他的眼了。
But the Son of God opened his eyes too.
这真是救主的大能啊。
That's indeed the power of Savior.
也是主耶稣的大慈爱啊。
And also his great love.
西门背着十字架爬山的时候啊。
So Simon carried the cross of the Lord and climbing the mountain.
眼睛都开了。
His eyes were opened.
这是神的儿子啊。
He recognized that he is the Son of God.
这是万人的救主啊。
He is the Savior of all.
西门得救了。
So Simon was saved right there.
到了保罗写罗马书啊。
So when Paul wrote the book of Romans,
写到第十六章。
When it comes to the chapter 16,
问许多人的安啊。
And he sent his regard to many people.
特别问卢夫和他的母亲安。
Specifically, he mentioned Rufus and his mother.
保罗说他的母亲就是我的母亲。
He said his mother is my mother.
保罗讲的卢夫的母亲就是西门的妻子。
So the mother Rufus will be the wife of Simon.
卢夫是西门古利奈人西门的儿子。
Rufus is the son of Simon.
我怎么知道？
How do I know that?
这是马可福音记的。
It's written in the book of Mark.
马可福音特别记到西门被捉拿的时候啊。
And it talk about how Simon Peter.
说到他的妻子。说到他的妻子。
Syrian Simon was grabbed and his wife.
说到他两个儿子。
And he had two sons with him.
一个叫亚历山大，一个叫做卢夫。
One is Rufus, one is Alexander.
所以保罗问卢夫和他的母亲安。
So Paul mentioned Rufus and his mother in his letter.
不仅西门得救了。
Therefore, it's clear that not only Simon was saved.
他全家都得救了。
His entire household must be
saved. 他的妻子也得救了。
His wife was saved.
他的儿子也得救了。
His son was saved.
主在十字架上没有讲一句话。
The Lord did not say a word on the cross.
没有一个动作。
He didn't have any action.
黄人、白人、黑人都有代表在十字架跟前。
Yet representative for yellow people, Caucasian and black people were all in his presence.
救恩无限量啊。
That is the unlimited salvation for humankind.
注意到吗？
Do you understand that?
今天那么多的中国人蒙恩了。
Now we Chinese are blessed.
我们中国人离开主太远了。
We Chinese were so far away from the Lord.
太远太远了。
Very, very far away.
今天主快来了。
The Lord is coming home soon.
有许多传道人称21世纪为中国世纪。
Many ministers regarding 21st century as the century of China.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会历史里面。
Because in the history of
the church, 没有一个国家得救的人一个时候超过一亿的。
And no single country has more than 100 million Christians.
中国打破了。
Yet, China has exceeded that number.
中国超过一亿了。
More than 100 million.
中国准确的数字没有人知道。
We don't know the accurate number.
大概是一亿到一亿五千万。
But approximately 150
Jews.
150 million or so.
都在这七十多年里面。
In the past seven decades.
我刚信主的时候。
And when I first became a Christian.
政府宣布基督教人口一百万。
And at the time, the statistics saying about 1 million Christians in China.
现在到了1亿到1500万。
Now we have about 100 to 150 million.
怎么会到这么多？
How could it increase so by so much?
不是传道人的本事。
It cannot be accredited to ministers.
圣灵显出大能。
But the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以叫现在叫中国人时期。
So we are now in the century of Chinese.
第一个国家人打破一亿人口了。
We have more than 100 million Christians in our country.
美国打破一亿的。
The U.S. has more than 100 million Christians.
美国打破一亿啊，很难说，很难说。
I'm not sure if the United States has more than 100 million Christians.
很多人。讲信主的还没得救了。
A lot of people in this country regard themselves as Christian, but they are not truly saved.
我有一个教会里头有好好很多人呢。
And there is this big church.
有牧师来给我讲啊。
And the pastor came to me.
弟兄啊，我们教会的人呢。
You know something? Members in our congregation.
一般是得救的，一般是没有得救的。
Half are saved, half are not.
对我晚上回到住的地方了。
So I returned to my dwelling place.
教会里另外一个传道人给我讲啊。
From the same church, another minister came to me.
是的，弟兄啊，他讲的得救的一般也没有得救了。
He said, you know, not even half people were saved.
美国真的很难说了。
So it's hard to determine the number of
Christians
in this country.
但是美国好的弟兄姊妹真多。
But we do have a lot of wonderful Christian brothers in this country.
那真多。
Indeed, there are a lot.
最好的教会都是白人教会。
And the best church, quality church, actually are Caucasian church.
我们中国教会不敢恭维。
Our Chinese church are so-so.
所以我们要起来追求主啊。
So we need to pursue the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个主在十字架上。
On the cross.
救恩太大了。
The Lord completed a great salvation.
这三个人代表黄人、白人、黑人。
In the presence of the cross, there are three types representing three races.
三大人种每一个都有代表在十架面前蒙恩了。
Each of the three major races has representative.
到主死了，主复活七十年。
The Lord died and he resurrected 70 years after that.
福音已经到了亚洲、欧洲和非洲了。
The gospel has reached as far as Asia and Africa.
今天全世界没有地方没有基督徒了。
No, you cannot find a place that doesn't have Christian nowadays.
到了马太二十七章。
Matthew 27.
到路加福音起来了。路加起来。
Luke was mentioned.
路加二十四章。
In Luke 24.
讲到主复活了。
It describes the resurrection of the Lord.
因为两件事很稀奇啊。
There are two things that are interesting.
到主复活之后啊。
After Jesus' resurrection.
跟主很熟的人都不认识复活基督啊。
People that he knew well did not recognize him.
每次都需要主开眼睛才看见复活基督了。
The Lord had to open their eyes for them to recognize him.
两个门徒先看见的。
For example, there are two disciples.
是天使给他们先传福音了。
And it was the angel who told them the good news.
你们为什么在活人中找死人呢？
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
那个天使的话真是好。
Angel said it so well.
你们为什么在活人中找死人呢？
Why are you looking the living among the dead?
天使这句话。
And that statement.
所有活着的人都是死人。
You know, all the live person are dead.
只有主一个活人。
Only Jesus was the real living person.
主耶稣也说过这个话。
He said that before.
有人主要叫一个人跟随他。
Jesus called someone to follow him.
那个人说：“先让我回去埋葬我的父亲。”
And that person wants to be excused by going home to bury his father first.
主讲了一句很重要的话。
And the Lord said something so important.
让死人去埋死人，你跟从我。
He said, "Let the dead bury the dead. You follow me."
主看都是死人。
In his eyes, everyone was dead.
我们看法是。人身体死了叫死人。
And we regard people are dead if they're physically dead.
身体活着都是活人。
As long as your body is still alive, you are considered alive.
在主的眼中。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it's different.
在天使的眼中,
also in the eyes of the angels,
所有的人都是死人,
everyone was dead.
只有主一个活人,
only the Lord was alive.
今天我们信主的人都是活人了,
and also believers of the Lord are alive.
我们得着了永远生命了,
because we have received an everlasting
life. 让死人埋死人,
let the dead bury the dead.
你跟从我,
but you follow me.
为什么在活人中找死人呢?
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
主耶稣复活了。
The Lord was risen.
给主最熟的是玛利亚。
Mary knew the Lord the best.
玛利亚给主太熟悉了。
They were very close.
主的一举一动玛利亚都熟悉。
And Mary knew Jesus very well.
她一直喜欢坐在主的脚前。
She loved to sit by his feet.
听主讲话。
Listen to him.
听主讲话。主耶稣特别称赞他。
And Jesus complimented her.
玛利亚选了上好福分。
Because Mary has chosen the better
portion. 没有人能夺去的。
And it's something that no one can take away.
玛利亚对主太熟了。
So Mary is very close to Jesus.
主复活了。
But after Jesus resurrected.
主显现了。
And the Lord appealed to her.
主显了玛利亚显现了。
Appeared to Mary.
玛利亚把主耶稣当成个看院子的。
Yet she thought he was just a gardener.
先生，你若把知道把主放在哪里
？So he, she asked him, if you knew where they moved the body.
告诉我，我去搬他。
I just tell me, I will bring him back.
他也没有去想想，他这个女人呢，怎么搬得动一个死人呢
？She didn't even think that she was not strong enough to move Jesus.
主讲话了。
And the Lord spoke.
主讲的太简单了。
Very simply.
主这时候玛利亚。
He only said Mary.
一下。眼睛开启了。
Suddenly, Mary's eyes were open.
她回过身来，用希伯来话说 ，Rabboni。
She turned around and spoke in Hebrew, Rabbi.
那是 master 的意思。
Means master.
主显现了。
The Lord appeared.
这么熟的玛利亚都不认识主了。
Even Mary, who had a close relationship with Jesus, did not recognize.
为什么在？死人中找活人呢
？Why are you looking for the living among the dead？
在物质世界里面找不到复活基督。
You can't find risen Christ in the world。
主耶稣是唯一活的人。
And he was the only living person。
大家都不认识主了。
Yet nobody recognized him。
好了，主在最后四十天。
And 40 days after that。
什么叫四十天
？What does 40 days mean？
主耶稣一生分了八个阶段。
And you know, Jesus' life can be divided into eight phases.
道成肉身。
Word became flesh.
地上的生活。
Life on earth.
钉十字架。
Crucifixion.
埋葬。
Burial.
复活。
Resurrection.
四十天。
40 days.
然后升天。
Ascension.
然后再来。
And second coming.
八个阶段。
Eight phases of Jesus' life.
像音乐一样，从低的哆到高的哆。
It's life from哆to哆。
所有的音乐。都从那个八个音阶里出来的。
And all music is composed through eight notes.
主耶稣复活了。
Jesus was resurrected.
显现给这么多的人看。
And he appeared to many people.
都一个命令。
Only one command he had.
到留在耶路撒冷。
Stay in Jerusalem.
等候圣灵降临。
And wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣没有叫他们快去做工啊。
The Lord did not say, go out to the field and work.
快去传耶稣啊。
Hurry up to preach gospel.
快去传福音啊。
Go share the good news.
主没有这样说。
No, he didn't say that.
你们等候。
He said, wait.
在耶路撒冷等候。
Wait in Jerusalem.
等候什么
？What are you waiting for?
等候从上头来的能力。
Wait for the power from above.
圣灵要降临
Holy Spirit welcome
圣灵是神的能力
That is the power of God
从上面来的能力
That is the power from above
路加福音24章
Luke 24
两个门徒离开耶路撒冷了
There are two people, two disciples left Jerusalem
去以马忤斯了
They're on their way to Emmaus
那主特别把两个人去寻找回来
And the Lord took a special trip to get them back
所以复活基督啊人都不认得
Yeah, nobody recognized risen Christ
这两个人我想不是最好的弟兄了
And of course these two Christians are not the best
不是最好的弟兄
They are not the best brothers
主叫他们留在耶路撒冷。
The Lord made it clear to them to stay in Jerusalem.
他们离开耶路撒冷去以马忤斯。
But they choose to leave Jerusalem.
主和他们一同走路。
So the Lord walked with them.
一同谈论。
Talk with them.
他们是两个人呢、啊。对着主耶稣讲主耶稣。
And they were talking about Jesus with Jesus.
你在耶路撒冷怎么不知道这件大事呢？
They said, didn't you hear about this big deal in Jerusalem?
他说话行事都有大能。
Jesus was a man with a great power in his words and deeds. 我们
指望他能够赎那个耶路撒冷的人。
And our hope was that he would redeem us.
但他死了。
But he died.
他们把他杀了。
They killed him.
他们不知道他们正和复活基督一同走路。
They had no idea they were walking with the risen Christ.
走到那里了。
And when they made a stop,
夜色晚了。
It was dark.
他们强留耶稣。
They forced him to stay with them.
主耶稣跟他们一起住下了。
So Jesus stayed with them.
到了晚上吃晚饭的时候了。
When it was dinner time,
主就站在一个做主的地位了。
And the Lord took the position of the host.
把饼拿起来。
He picked up the bread.
因为只有主人拿起饼来祝福的。
Only a host can bless the food.
主耶稣祝福了。
So he blessed the bread.
把饼拨开递给他们。
And he broke it them and then gave it to them.
一下眼睛明亮了。
Suddenly their eyes were open.
是主啊。
They recognized it's the Lord.
主不见了。
And the Lord disappeared.
这四十天呢，做什么用的？
So what are those 40 days for?
是主给门徒一个最好的训练。
It's the best training session for his disciples.
从看得见的转到看不见的。
So that they can focus on things that's invisible from visible.
从外面转到里面。
They turn their focus from external to internal.
从字句转到生命。
From words to life.
从物质转到圣灵。
From material to Holy Spirit.
这个大时代变动了。
That is a great change in era.
下面圣灵的时代要来了。
Because the era of the Holy Spirit is coming.
四十天是个训练。
Those 40 days are time for training.
今天主在我们身上也有这个训练了。
And in the same way, God is training us.
从外面转到里面。
So that we learn to focus from external to internal.
从字句转到生命。
From word to life.
从物质转到圣灵。
From material to the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵的时代。
Now is the era of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣降临了。
Jesus came.
等候圣灵
，to wait for the Holy Spirit，
等候上头来的能力
，to wait for the power from above。
到了使徒行传第一章了
，and when it comes to the first chapter of the book of Acts，
主耶稣给他们谈论神的国
，the Lord talked to them about the kingdom of God，
特别讲到圣灵的敬
，to especially talk about the baptism of Holy Spirit。Didn't take long，
你们要受圣灵的敬
，you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit。
圣灵敬什么敬呢
？How do you baptize someone in the Holy Spirit？
和水敬对着的。
It's the opposite of water baptism。
水敬是十架的敬。
And the baptism of water is the baptism of the cross。
灵敬是复活的敬。
The spiritual baptism is the baptism of resurrection。
水敬是悔改的敬。
The water baptism is a baptism of repentance.
灵敬是生命的敬。
The spiritual baptism is the baptism of life。
在生命里受敬。
In life, we are baptized.
到了第八节处，特别解释领经。
And the Lord explained it in verse 8.
圣灵要降在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你们就必得着能力。
And you will receive power.
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
直到地极。
To the ends of the earth.
做我的见证。
Be my witnesses.
到了二章圣灵降临了
and the Holy Spirit came down in second chapter
圣灵中大风吹过
it's like a huge wind that blew through
充满他们所住的房子
fill the room they were in
有火焰显出来像石头显出来像火焰一样
and their tongues like a
flame that came upon
each one of them
他们都被圣灵充满
they were all filled by the Holy Spirit
就用圣灵的口才说起别国的话来
They were gifted in tongues. They were able to speak different languages.
我们称这个方言叫做万国方言
And that was the tongue of many nations.
把使徒行传二章数一数啊
And if you take a closer look
那天在那里的人有十一个国家不同的来的
In that chapter, at least people from 11 countries were in that place.
他们都讲十一个国家的相谈
And they were speaking their dialect.
他们听彼得的讲话奇妙了
And they found it marvelous to listen to Peter.
彼得讲一种话。
Peter was speaking in a language.
11个国家的人 听了，都是他们的乡谈的。
And these people from different 11 different places, they all
understood. 在述说神的大作为。
When Peter speak of the great deeds of God.
今天人就是一样的。
The same thing still happens to us today.
有点我在台湾。
One time I was in Taiwan.
教会里面圣灵大降临。
And the Holy Spirit came upon us in the church.
我旁边坐着个姊妹。
There was a sister who sat next to me.
我跟她太熟了。
I knew her well.
她根本不懂英文的。
She did not speak English.
A B C D 都不懂的。
She does not even know all the alphabets.
她一开口用英文祷告啊。
But she was speaking in tongues and she was praying in English.
Oh my God! 把我吓一跳。
She said, "Oh my God!" I was shocked.
我那她就用英文祷告啊。
She was praying in English.
上了会了。
After the meeting,
我们有老同工啊。
And there's this senior co-worker.
他是德国留学生。
He studied in German.
他不懂英文，懂德文。
He understood German.
弟兄，今天真美啊。
He said, "Today is beautiful."
我们的姊妹今天用那么好的德文祷告。
You know that sister? She was praying in German.
我说你听的是德文。
I said, "You heard German?"
他说标准的德文。
He said, "Very authentic German."
我听了英文，他听了德文。
I thought she was speaking English, but he said she was speaking German.
这叫做五旬方言。
And that is the dialect, the tongue of Pentecost.
圣灵降临了。
Oh, when the Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵掌握一切的事。
It controls all things.
圣灵要做主人。
And is the Lord.
圣灵充满所有。凡有血气的
And the Holy Spirit will fill all the flesh.
五旬节开始了
That's the beginning of the Pentecost.
圣灵要降在你们身上
In the same way, Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你们就必得着能力
And you will receive power.
这个能力是个很强的字
And the word power is a big word.
原文翻成爆炸的力量
It means explosive power.
这些加利利小民爆炸了
All these little insignificant Galileans exploded.
从前那么软弱的那些门徒们
Those weak disciples.
现在他们眼中没有罗马帝国
Now they are not even afraid of Roman Empire.
罗马帝国说今天是最大的帝国
They knew Roman Empire is the biggest kingdom today on earth.
今天美国和俄国都赶不上罗马帝国。
You know the United States and Russia are not even as big as Roman Empire.
罗马帝国挡不住他们的脚步。
But even Roman Empire could not stop their footsteps.
他们往外传扬福音了。
They went out and preached the gospel.
七十年把福音传到三大洲了。
For over 7 decades, they preached unto 3 huge continents.
圣灵掌握每一件事。
Because the Holy Spirit was in control.
这些打鱼的加利利小民。
This fisherman.From Galilee was filled by the Holy Spirit.
摇动整个罗马帝国了
And they were able to shake the foundation of Roman Empire.
没有一个力量能停止他们的脚步
And there's nothing can stop them from preaching.
今天还是一样
In the same way, we're in the time like that.
如果是地上哪个政权逼迫基督徒
Any government try to persecute Christians.
是笨不可言的
It's very stupid.
不读书了
Why don't they study history carefully?
逼迫基督徒不是你们开始的。
Christians are not easily defeated.
所有逼迫基督徒的政权都倒了。
All the government that oppose Christianity eventually fall.
教会永远存在。
Yet the church remains standing.
越逼迫教会人越多了。
The more they persecute, the more the number they grow.
因为主已经复活了。
Because the Lord is risen.
降下圣灵。
He sent down His Holy Spirit.
我还是问着最老的问题，圣灵是谁？
So my question for you again, what is the Holy Spirit? It's the Lord.
和主有没有分别？
It's
有一点分别。复活基督
It's the risen Christ.
圣灵就打破一切限制
The Holy Spirit break all the limitations.
浇灌凡有血气的
It's able to pour onto all flesh.
我们要摇动 LA.
We need to shake Los Angeles.
应该这样
We should do that.
我们都跟随圣灵
We should all follow the Holy Spirit.
我们再来唱首诗歌
Let's sing the word, song again.
419首
419.